Last Friday, one of the four declared candidates in the 2015 Philadelphia mayor's race pulled out of the contest. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the Democratic field is still churning, and one of the likely candidates is the colorful former state senator Milton Street.
It was Terry Gillen, a former city economic development official, who pulled out of the race. Gillen said she couldn't raise the money she needs to be competitive. That leaves former DA Lynn Abraham, State Senator Anthony Williams, and attorney Ken Trujillo in the field, with others likely to enter. The biggest unanswered question is this: will City Council President Darrell Clark get in the race? Here's what Clark told Marty Moscowane on Radio Times in mid-December.
I've been looking at the possibility. Do I have to make a decision of some sort soon? Absolutely. And we've indicated that, you know, by the first of the year, we're going to have some sort of a conversation.
By the first of the year.
So yeah, we've been talking to people.
The first of the year has come and gone, and Clark hasn't said what or whether he's decided. His name recognition and fundraising power make him one candidate who can decide later than others and still mount a credible campaign. The filing deadline for the race is March 10th. Now let's talk about T. Milton Street, the colorful character who finished a federal prison term in 2010 for failing to file tax returns on $3 million earned while his brother, John Street, was mayor. Milton Street won't have a big campaign fund, but says he won't need one.
You understand that if I move the poor and I can get the poor to the polls, there's nobody can trump their numbers. Nobody can trump their numbers.
Political insiders may not take Street seriously, but the one-time state senator pulled 36,000 votes in a largely under-the-radar campaign against incumbent Mayor Michael Nutter 4 years ago. He could pull some black support away from Williams, so far the only announced African-American candidate. Meanwhile, another African-American, Philadelphia Gasworks Vice President Doug Oliver, has mounted an exploratory effort in recent months. He says those conversations have convinced him to take the leap.
It became clear that folks weren't really going to fully invest on their side while I still had 2 feet at PGW. And so there was a sense that I needed to move first, and so we're prepared to do it.
So Oliver says he'll quit his job and plan a campaign announcement. He's largely unknown to voters, but thinks that at age 40, he can connect with Philadelphians who want new ideas. Also in the mix, former Judge Nelson Diaz says he'll announce his candidacy a week from Thursday. Dave Davies, WHYY News.